In last year's Winter Olympics, Americans were at the edge of their seats watching the dramatic finish of the women's cross-country team sprint.
And it is Jesse Diggins delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history. The first ever cross-country gold medal for the U.S.
With the first ever U.S. gold medal in cross-country skiing, Jesse Diggins and Keegan Randall catapulted cross-country skiing into the national spotlight. Around the same time in the Ironwood, Michigan, Hurley, Wisconsin area, a youth-based cross-country ski program called the Sisu Endurance Team began. Like the gold medalists Diggins and Randall, the program is not only sparking interest and inspiring the next generation of skiers, but also changing the culture of the area as well.
My name is Neil Clemmy. I am the 4-H Youth Development Educator here in Iron County with the University of Wisconsin Extension Office.
Neil was the catalyst in establishing the Sisu Endurance Team, describing it as
an 8-week cycle of skiing. Each Sunday they came out for 2 hours and got lessons on, you know, turning and stopping and downhills and uphills and the basics of cross-country skiing.
For Neil, starting the Sisu Endurance Team made perfect sense. First of all, the area receives nearly 200 inches of annual snowfall, most as lake effect snow, complements of Lake Superior.
I was shocked to see that we get all this snow, but we don't have a ski program.
And the second reason is the group of talented skiers in the area. So while Neil handles the logistics of the program and writes grants to offset operational costs, those talented skiers become dedicated coaches for the children.
I realized that, I think, when we first started meeting, and I went, wow, these are some amazing skiers sitting around this table right here. These are amazing. These kids are going to get to learn from some of the best in our area.
Many cross-country skiers in the Ironwood area see the value of a snowy landscape. They can last for about 5 months. One skier is Jackie Powers, the coach coordinator for the Sisu Endurance Team.
Yeah, I'm from the Chicago area, and I moved up here because of cross-country skiing and because of the great snows and great winters that we have. 12 years ago, I moved up here. Yeah. Well, when we got here, we wanted to volunteer to help with the local ski club, only to find out there wasn't a local ski club.
But getting local townspeople to accept and embrace cross-country skiing has been a challenge. Talking with her in the chalet at ABR Nordic Ski Trails in Ironwood, Jackie explains.
And here's 70 kilometers of skiing, known as one of the best places to ski in the entire Midwest, and people that live here don't even know it exists. So there was a real disconnect between the locals that live here and the out-of-towners who travel here. We really wanted to change the culture in the Ironwood area and develop cross-country skiing as a more mainstream sport.
Another coach, Will Andreessen, who skied in Ironwood for Northern Michigan University cross-country ski team, shares a similar experience. He describes what skiing was like when he first moved to the area over 25 years ago.
There weren't a whole lot of other skiers out there. I was pretty much out there skiing on my own for the first few years, and I was real surprised by that and really excited to see how the sport has really changed. The culture of the sport here in the Ironwood Hurley area has really changed, that there's a lot more skiers of all generations and all abilities.
And now, when Will ponders the future of cross-country skiing in the area, he expresses optimism.
Happy to see the next round of coaches, actually, my kids' generation out there.
And it's these coaches who are developing a cross-country skiing tradition in the area. It's their passion and determination that may, one day soon, help establish a racing team. Once again, Sisu Endurance Team founder Neil Clemme.
That's where I would like to see it in 5 years, is that we have a middle school, high school race team. You know, even just a couple kids that enter races here and there. That would be great.
It's a late Sunday afternoon at ABR Nordic Ski Trails, and the coaches and kids are skiing toward the chalet. Their lessons for the day are over. Watching them, I wonder what role a lifelong sport like cross-country skiing will have in their future. Maybe they will compete in high school or college, or eventually become coaches themselves. Or maybe they'll ski in regional races like the Sisu Endurance Race or the iconic Birkebeiner in Hayward. Or maybe, just maybe, one skier might recreate the magic of Keegan Randall and Jesse Diggins. With WXPR, I'm Larry Lepachin.